Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche. Auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau. Made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Jeff Oskey with news we failed to mention and Snoop Dogg coffee. It's all coming up right after this.
Charles was a young prince. He never thought he'd be king. Finally ruling England at the age of 73. King Chuck. The queen was his mama.
Lucky Chuck.
She used the Oxford comma.
Born in the royal palace. Hands never callous. King Chuck.
Now that his mama's gone, I hope he doesn't fail. What exactly did he do as the fancy Prince of Wales?
King Chuck.
His teeth and ears look big and funny.
Lucky Chuck.
Will they fit on stamps and money?
Or in the royal palace, hands never callous. King Chuck.
The queen, she had her corgis.
Yeah.
Prince Andrew had his orgy. He's wild, that brother, Andy.
King Chuck.
On Epstein Island, Duke got randy.
Prince Harry moved for good out to Hollywood. King Chuck. Chuck, Chuck.
Charles loves the polo ponies.
King Chuck.
And dressing up for ceremony.
King Chuck.
He wears a kilt, please don't stare.
King Chuck.
He's not wearing underwear.
Finally gets to rule, cause he's got the family jewels.
King Chuck. He married Diana, they had a castle and a villa.
King
but
Chuck.
All the time he dreamed about the homely one, Camilla. Couldn't wait to get his hands on
Horny Chuck.
Oh no.
Said he'd like to be her tampon.
The royal palace has the royal phallus. So old it won't be long, we'll have to write another song. King Will.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra. And now a special surprise.
Oh, yeah.
What day of the week is today?
Thursday.
Oh. What do we not do on Thursday? Jeff Oskey.
People don't do me any day of the week, to be honest.
And just closed circuit. That's the nicest tie you've ever worn. That's beautiful.
Thank you.
And that's the nicest your hair has ever looked.
Wow. Wait a minute. You like that tie?
I love that tie.
Well, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, I'm with you, chick.
All right.
That's very nice.
Thanks.
It isn't nice. It's colorful.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, piano keys because, you know, what a musician I am.
It's very colorful. It's really lovely.
Thanks. For all of our radio listeners, I'm wearing a tie. All right, I'm Jeff Oskey. We give you a lot of the news each week. We don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we failed to mention.
Here's Jeff Oskey with what you failed to mention news.
Pew, 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 pew.
Archaeologists discovered the bones of what they believed to be a giant penguin that would have stood over 6 feet tall. What you failed to mention, I'm assuming the zookeepers were much more generous with the fish back then.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to be.
Sure. 80 million years ago.
Some penguins at a zoo were fitted for contacts to help them see better. What you failed to mention, I think fitting them with glasses would have been way cuter.
Absolutely, yes.
I just wish there was a video of these penguins taking their eye exams, putting a flipper over one eye.
Hilarious.
Oh, we learned today that Ace has a Harlequin romance novel on his bedside table. What you failed to mention, yeah, Ace, when your fiance moves out, you're supposed to get rid of her stuff. A radish set the world record for the world's largest radish, weighing in at just over 100 pounds, what you failed to mention. Wow, just think of all the salads that thing's about to ruin.
I love radishes.
A topless maid claims she earns about $1,400 a day cleaning houses, what you failed to mention. To be honest, she could probably make the same amount doing zero cleaning.
Sit there, will you?
Yeah. No need to work up a sweat, darling.
Won't you hit my balls with the feather duster?
The feather duster.
A man scammed women.
We know what Jeff likes. Yeah.
It's a nether duster. Hey.
Ooh, I like that, Pat. You're on fire this week, my friend. A man scammed women out of $1.8 million that he met on online dating sites. What you failed to mention, the most I ever received from a lady on one of those dating sites was a blurry breast pic and a restraining order. The founder of the 7-Eleven convenience stores died. What you failed to mention, I can only imagine at the viewing, they'll be like, this line is for grieving, that line is for lottery only.
Here.
The NCAA tourney has started, which means more and more men will get vasectomies this time of year so they can recover on the couch watching basketball. What you failed to mention, if we're being honest, they should just offer free vasectomies to all the college players heading off to the NBA. Save everybody a lot of time.
Yeah.
Not much of a joke, more of a statement. A woman was busted after trying to use soda to pass her urinalysis test for probation. What you failed to mention, next time, try using something other than orange Faygo.
Good way.
And finally, Gwyneth Paltrow revealed she uses ozone therapy on her hoot nanny. When asked what the weirdest wellness trend she's ever tried, what you failed to mention, ozone therapy is pretty lame for her. I'm surprised she hasn't put a clam up there and tried growing her own cultured pearls. I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been the news that you failed to mention.
Jeff Oskey.
Thank you.
Very nice, Jeff.
Very nice. Yes. Not only did he look the best, but that was the best one he's ever done.
Oh, fantastic.
Well, beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful. Let's not get carried away.
No.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Once again, we have Greg Warren visiting. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What do we got going over there?
Snoop Dogg launching his own brand of coffee, ladies and gentlemen. Indoox, is that how you say that? Oxy's will source beans from Indonesia.
I don't think so. Yeah, not if they're going with Oxy.
Yeah, that's
what is this?
Indoxyz.
XYZ. Indoxy. Oh, it's just like Oshi or something, probably. There's a XYZ in it.
I think we've figured out the first problem with this coffee.
I can't believe it's not selling.
They're going to source beans from Indonesia that will be shipped to Los Angeles, where they will be prepared by a master roaster. In addition to selling so-called premium lifestyle coffee.
Now, Josh, you weren't a master roaster, were you?
Not so much. Yeah. I wouldn't roast the fish catching so much as...
What was your function?
I would make sure everybody had the right lures, the you know, if they were going live, I would... worms, crawfish, okay. Kind of thing. Sometimes chicken livers.
So what would you call yourself?
I was very good at baiting.
So you were a master... Oh. Bader.
Will you get your mind out of the gutter? My God.
So, I have no idea what you're trying to do.
Here I am having a conversation.
Some people.
How do we...
sicko.
How do they describe the coffee again? What was it?
Premium lifestyle coffee?
Yeah, that's a word meaning expensive.
Yeah, sure. The brand will also brew and sell an exclusive line of cold brew. Though Snoop has numerous other business ventures, this makes his first foray into the coffee industry as a brand owner. Now, it doesn't say anything about the marijuana. Is it going to be separate from that?
I bet it's CBD infused.
Yeah, or something.
At first, I thought the Indo was Indica, but it's Indonesian, so I don't know that's...
Do you think there's a coffee brand where they don't have a master roaster? Oh, no, it's Paul. He just started.
He's an apprentice.
He really doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, we hope one day he'll be a master.
Yeah, we have a roaster.
Yeah, I mean, these days, I mean, you don't know what you're going to get.
It doesn't work hard. He's mostly a coaster, really.
Yeah.
He's a coaster roaster?
Yeah, he's a coaster roaster.
But he is proud of it, isn't he, Pat? That would make him a
boaster.
Yeah.
Snoop Dogg. What is he going to stir it with? A shizzle stick?
Boy, that was. I know. That was a lot closer than you wanted it to be.
Yeah,
shizzle. Yeah, I think shizzle.
Shizzle stick.
You would say for shizzle. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
nearly 200 years after Ludwig von Beethoven's death, researchers are analyzing the famed composer's DNA. Thank you, Chip.
Oh, his DNA.
Would you think they were going to examine?
But that is not the health problem.
I thought they were examining the brown thing he left on his piano stool.
Oh, that was
Beethoven's last movement.
That's right.
Oh God.
Jesus, oh, God. I haven't heard that in 40 years.
This is not Beethoven, though, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's Walter Murphy. Right?
8 more minutes.
Well, yeah.
It was a big disco hit, right?
Yeah, it was.
It was really good, man.
Saturday Night Fever.
It's fun.
Yeah.
They're trying to find out about his health problems and his hearing loss. Scientists were not able to crack the case of Beethoven's deafness or severe stomach ailments, but they did find a genetic risk for liver disease, plus a liver-damaging hepatitis B infection in the last months of his life. These factors, along with his chronic drinking, probably enough to cause liver failure.
That might be the liver issue. And this knife may have to do something. Very sharp pencil may have something to do with his hearing loss.
Scientists did find that celiac disease and lactose intolerance were unlikely.
You ought to know by now.
Composer stomach maladies? The research was published.
Malaise.
This is just based on his piece of his hair.
Yes.
Isn't celiac like a wheat
gluten? It's gluten.
Yeah. Ask Mr. Stomach Problem Guy over there. You know all about this.
Mostly, I just go by Greg.
But he has a stomach thing because he knows that he's not that good, and he worries if he gets another gig after one ends. Right, Greg.
I didn't even know what he said.
I think
it was an insult.
I think he was attempting to make an insult. But I don't get it either.
So worried.
I'd help him
a shot
if I could.
Was he not?
No. I'm your best friend.
Celiac is a gluten intolerance.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, that's serious. I mean, but gluten's in like deodorants. I'm not celiac.
Oh, Christine. You're not?
No, he's just picky.
He's trendy.
You know, I think she's right. You're just picky. You're difficult.
Not difficult.
Yeah.
Well, you are not admitting you're difficult as being difficult.
A British man is asking for help after losing his father's ashes while on a 9-hour pub crawl.
Oh, boy.
Is that my fault?
That was good.
That was good.
I'm going to say it's Lister Live reports that Stan Blade took
Lester.
The, remains of his father back to his hometown of Southend as a final farewell. He also intended to record a video for TikTok with his father's ashes on the Seaside Downs amusement ride.
Well, that should be hilarious.
According to the Mirror, the 39-year-old bumped into a group of old mates and ended up going on a lengthy bar crawl with them, taking his father's ashes in tow.
Right.
At one point during the night, Blade misplaced the Tesco shopping bag containing a wooden casket which held the ashes.
Oh. His buddies probably snorted him off the ass with a hooker.
Exactly. Guy's just raising up going, I might know something about this.
Blade, who reportedly drank 6 tins of Stella and 5 pints of lager, never realized the ashes were missing until he arrived home.
Do they call cans tins?
Apparently. He has since posted an appeal on social media.
I think they covered that on a Ted Lasso episode, didn't they?
I'm sure they did.
Asking for information on the whereabouts of his father's
ashes. He remembers exactly what he drank, but he doesn't remember where he left his dead dad.
Anytime anyone says, I only had 2 beers, officer, this is a math problem. Multiply by 5.
I only had T. Martinis. Okay. Who are you to judge me?
So he's putting up posters.
He's going on social media, too. And putting
wanted.
Up,
dead.
Yeah. I hope it's just a picture of a pile of ashes.
Yeah, can you? I mean, is he offering an oral reward? I don't know what happened there.
Real embarrassing.
You know what? I don't know what you're saying, but I'm going to take it as an insult.
I mean, couldn't he have just faked this?
What do you just
mean faked it?
Well, it's like when your kid's goldfish dies.
Oh.
You go buy another one and stick it in the thing.
Or you teach them about life and death.
What do you think? You're talking about going out to the fire pit and just refilling it?
Yeah.
Exactly. I think if there's a reward, nailed it that time, somebody could just go get some dirt and be like, I found your dad. Give me the $600.
He's not offering money.
Hey, we got to make it look kind of like his...
Then what are we talking about?
Put one of these fake mustaches on that pile of ashes.
Well, thank you very much, Christy.
I have another story real quick.
Okay. Fine.
What? No, you... All right.
I'll do it.
I'm done.
Is this it?
That's
boy.
It.
Is this a story?
Yep.
Here we go. So may people... I already messed it up.
Some people are painting their grass to maintain the illusion of a green lawn.
Like the NFL.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
According to the Wall Street Journal, painted lawns are becoming more popular amid rising inflation.
Painted lawns.
And severe storms.
Is that a tainted love?
Yes.
Soft sell.
Very funny. Well, I wasn't going to hard sell. There's no reason it speaks for itself.
That make maintaining a green lawn more difficult than ever. In addition to cutting down maintenance costs, painting can also cut down on water usage because grass does not need to be alive to cling on to paint. However, not everyone is a fan of the solution. One Arizona resident said green paint is not only unseasonable, but it also gets on his dog's paws. Well, don't walk your dog on the
We want it to dry first?
You do. I did this. I sold my house last year, and we did it before showings.
That should be illegal.
You did that? That's sure misleading.
Sure did.
How did you do that?
There's just there's a spray you can buy online, and you put it in one of those like what you would do a weed spray with.
Fertilizer spreader and stuff.
Yeah. Monsters.
Do you have to tape off the sidewalk?
No, I actually just did it. There was a couple of dead spots that when you looked out, you saw it.
This is like a spray tan for your lawn.
Yeah. It is. Exactly. It is.
You're like, Jess, you idiot. It's supposed to be green paint.
Oh, not orange? Orange was wrong? No, okay.
Wow. So this is a special... paint of some sort.
Yeah. It is, but there's a lot of people that just do it all over.
Well, like, it's big especially out in Arizona.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Water's illegal. Yeah,
the existence of lawns in some places is not a smart idea.
Right.
But they accused the NFL for the Super Bowl of ruining the field. One headline was the MVP should be the turf because it was so bad for that. Part of it was the fact that they sprayed it green.
Both teams had to play on the same
field. I thought they always sprayed the turf green. That's not common?
It wasn't because of the paint.
It's real grass.
It was real grass. They brought it in too soon, and it molded it smelled bad.
It was I'm allergic to mold.
Yeah. Oh, are
you? Yeah.
Now, when we come back, we'll find out what other ailments Greg has.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He's single.
He's a stutterer. You know?
If that was an honest Jesus.
If you're a physician and want to... Oh, you say I'm a Dr. Grin's
some money
tonight.
Today.
Okay.
But, good God.
I get dizzy on roller coasters.
He was disgusted with me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.